I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Thank you for joining us today. We lead off with a story out of Syria the White House says cannot be ignored by the civilized world. A suspected chemical gas attack on the town of Khan Sheikhoun. That's in the rebel-held Syrian province of Idlib. The attack reportedly left dozens of people dead and many more choking in the streets. Hadi Abdallah is a Syrian journalist who rushed to the town after the attack.
Now I have side effect because inhaling toxic gases. I cannot breathe well, I cannot see well, and I have headache.
This apparent chemical attack is being blamed by observers on the Syrian government. But Fares Shehabi, a government supporter and member of the Syrian parliament, says that's nonsense.
We are used to these fabrications and fake news in 6 years now. We don't need to use chemical attack. Actually, we gave up our chemical arsenal 2 years or 3 years ago. We have enough destruction power to get rid of Qaeda in any place we attack them. We don't need to use chemical weapons.
He's referring there to an agreement brokered by the U.S. and Russia that required Syria to get rid of its chemical weapons a few years ago. Elliot Higgins is the founder of the online investigative network Bellingcat. He's been sorting through the dozens of videos that citizens and activists have been posting, recording the aftermath of the attack.
We're seeing all age ranges, men and women, quite a lot of children actually affected in this attack. And we're seeing convulsion, we're seeing pinpoint pupils, we're seeing foaming at the mouth. It's really quite shocking footage we're seeing. So symptoms are much more similar to the symptoms we saw on August 21st, 2013 in Damascus when sarin was used. Now, that's not to say this is definitely sarin, but it's certainly not chlorine gas.
How do you know these videos are authentic?
For one thing, you know, we have over 40 videos now. We can also see in the background of these videos various landmarks we can use to identify the location. So we've confirmed where many of these videos were filmed. And a lot of these victims are very, very young children, even babies, and they're convulsing, you know, the foams at their mouth, they've got pinpoint pupils. That's not something you can fake.
And some of the victims are being hosed down. Is that one form of treatment? You can just get the chemicals off the body?
You know, just handling someone who is wearing clothes with even a small amount of sarin on it can be deadly. So hosing down these victims is really to protect the people looking after them as much as it is to protect the victims themselves.
Your videos have been sent from multiple hospitals, correct?
That's correct. The victims were actually taken to a number of hospitals because there'd been a lot of hospitals bombed recently in the area. So they had to be taken away. One doctor I spoke to was over 50 kilometers away from this site that was actually attacked, and he was still turning away patients because they were treating so many victims.
Unbelievable. So what is the Syrian army saying about the airstrikes?
As usual, they're saying that they struck a chemical weapons depot that the rebels just happened to have. But the actual impact crater is in the middle of a street. It's quite small. So it seems very unlikely. The nearest target was a bakery and some grain silos.
And the Russian military, they've also weighed in?
Yeah, they're saying there's actually no aircraft that they were flying in that area belonging to the Russians or the Syrians anyway. But we do have footage that was filmed just around the time the attack happened showing airstrikes occurring. So that seems to be completely untrue. But to be clear, it's claimed to be an airstrike, but so far we've not seen any really strong evidence that 100% it was an airstrike that caused this. It could be there was an artillery strike around the same time that people missed because they were, you know, being bombed at the same time.
That would suggest that ISIS would have some store of some cache of chemical weapons and that they were released by this airstrike?
Well, or one of the other armed groups on the ground. I mean, we do know that ISIS has been using chemical weapons in the past, but it seems their preferred chemical weapon has actually been mustard-based agents. So we've seen mortar shells that have been used by ISIS that have resulted in people coming up with terrible blisters, the typical signs of exposure for that.
What toll has all this watching hours and hours of gruesome video, what toll has it taken on you?
It's never the videos that you would expect to be traumatic that are traumatic, you know, the really the actual kind of horrible stuff. It's the stuff when you see, you know, you might see a baby who's been affected by been hit by shrapnel and they're wearing the same kind of nappy that your own child wears. Or you might see, I remember when I was doing the MH17 case, there was a small toy just in the corner of one of the photographs that was barely noticeable, but it was the same toy that my sister-in-law gave my daughter when she was born. And it's those kind of cues that are what affect you more than the kind of the actual, you know, the horror you're seeing in the images.
From this attack so far, what do you think is the video that's going to have the most impact possibly on policy?
The images of the dead and convulsing children are absolutely horrific, but you find people shy away from sharing those because they think it's too much. But, you know, we've seen over the past 4 years repeated chemical attacks, repeated condemnation from international bodies, and nothing changes. We've seen endless chlorine attacks. We've seen sarin attacks repeatedly. And, you know, as soon as it gets to the UN Security Council, Russia puts their hands up and vetoes any action. We've only seen that only a couple of weeks ago where Russia vetoed action against the Syrian government for chemical attacks that the UN said happened, and they'll do this time and time again. So we can't expect the UN Security Council to do anything at all about this.
Elliot Higgins, the founder of the online investigative network Bellingcat, thank you very much.
Thank you.